Double the Lore.
Yeah! What's up, everybody?
Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? It's the Buka Boys again.
So exciting!
What's up, y'all? We are back. I'm Dale.
And I'm DVO.
And we are in episode 108.
We're just keeping them coming.
Season 1.
Season 1. Until we get to 10 episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Well, glad to be back. We talked about some recent events coming up, and you went to that Zane Lamprey show.
Been to a couple events.
At Squatters.
Yes, I did.
So again, Squatters is downtown. Their brew pub and restaurant. I love the place. It's great. And Zane Lamprey from Three Sheets came here to do a stand-up show. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, he did a stand-up show.
So how did that work at Squatters then? Because I don't think of Squatters as being a place to hold or host an event like that.
So it was, Squatters is actually multiple levels. So it's the, you can go upstairs and there's a second level up there. And there's a bar up there. You can actually eat up there too if it's just normal dining.
Okay.
So it was set up there and it was separated from the dining part downstairs. And so it was completely reserved and separated.
Oh.
And it was pretty nice. So they can hold private events up there. You didn't hear a lot of stuff going on downstairs on the main floor at all. So,
okay.
So it didn't bother the event at all.
So how many people could be sat up there for the show?
I think maybe like 50 or 60.
Oh, wow. Okay. It's a pretty good
and
amount.
I think it was sold out.
Nice.
It was packed. There were people standing because there wasn't enough seats.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. That's pretty cool. And now Zane, like, I never thought of him as a stand-up comedian. I don't know if that's how he got the gig doing Three Sheets.
Yes, it is. Okay. So it sounded like he kind of just pitched his show idea, and what he would do is he would go tour, do a stand-up comedy show,
okay.
and then go do the recording and, you know, kind of go explore the town. And I guess he was just doing that already and thought this would make great
content.
Television.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
You know,
it was great.
It was. I enjoyed the show. Later on, it ended up, the show was getting canceled.
Oh.
And when it did get canceled, he decided...
Oh, Three Sheets, you mean?
Three Sheets.
Okay.
Yeah, so when Three Sheets got canceled, the show, the network it was on was owned by Mark Cuban.
Mm.
And Zane was at an event somewhere, and Mark Cuban was there. And he went and introduced himself to him and was like, hey, what if we did the... And Mark Cuban was a fan. He already knew who he was. He was like, yeah, I love the show. So he's like, well, what if we did the same show, but just in the U.S.? Because Three Sheets was around the world.
Yeah.
He was going different countries. So he pitched the idea of just within the U.S. And Mark Cuban's all, do it. So he did. He had that other show. I can't remember the name of that show, but he had more control over it. He ended up bringing his buddy, one of his best friends, Steve McKinnon, that was kind of like his co-host on the show. I don't know if that rings any bells, if you watched any of that. Because those were the later, when he's in the U.S. And it wasn't called Three Sheets anymore, if you remember that. And I can't remember the name of the
I don't either.
But
maybe I can look it up.
That guy was there, too. There was a guy that opened up for him that he was pretty funny. So he had a friend that was touring with him. And then that best friend of his co-host, that Steve McKinnon guy, he was there as well. And he's a goofy character. He's real funny, but most of his stand-up that he did that night had to do with his past and doing the shows and some of the episodes and some of the funniest events and kind of like the funny things to look back on if you were to re-watch the episodes now, because he kind of gives you insight of like some of the things they did. So a lot of his stories had to do with his buddy Steve McKinnon being a big jackass and a drunk and doing crazy funny stuff, always ending up naked somewhere or doing something crazy. So when they film the shows, they have to get like interaction content. So what they do is like, okay, we're going to film you and we want you to act like you're agreeing, act like you're, you know, not so sure, act like you're doing all this. Some of the countries they went to, they were having a hard time telling these guys from these other countries to do these things, because all they would end up doing is just
nodding
and smiling, or not really, or else would they tell them try to disagree. They would overact on things. So what he did was he would tell them these funny stories about Steve McKinnon, and they would film him telling them these stories and their reactions in their facial expressions to the reaction. So if you were to re-watch these episodes, when they're reacting to him talking to them, their reactions are not actually what's happening. Their reactions to him telling that story. So,
well, that's a little thing called TV magic.
Yeah, TV magic and editing skills.
The show that you're thinking of was called Drinking Made Easy.
Okay, yep.
And then he also hosted, and I forgot about it, he hosted this on Food Network, Have Fork Will Travel.
I'd never heard of that.
Yeah. I'm a big Food Network fan.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. He never mentioned that at all.
Okay.
So I didn't even hear about that. But he's just been going around right now, just in his stand-up is mainly about, just like the past and the funny things that have happened and stuff.
Makes sense.
And then there was these guys that were heckling stupid shit again. And they were wasted. They were these like big biker dudes, right?
Uh-huh.
They were yelling shit out. And I don't, it's funny to them. But no one else was understanding what they were saying.
Make sense of it.
But like if they just got acknowledged it whatsoever, they were just cracking up at themselves, just thinking they were a hoot. And then towards the end of the show, they were they were walking themselves out. They were stumbling out, holding on to each other.
Oh jeez.
Yeah, it was like they were about to hit Ralph City.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it did not look good where they were going.
Interesting. All right, so good show then.
I enjoyed it. I had a great time.
I wonder if Squatters.
I got to meet him. You saw the pictures I posted, yeah. So I got to meet him. Just let him know that I've been a fan for years.
Me too.
You have, but you weren't there to tell him.
I wasn't there. It was in the middle of the week. It was hard for me to get away. But
I do what I want.
Yeah. This past weekend, we went to the Utah Doe Show.
Oh, yes.
Great time there. So I hope you guys get on the mailing list. Go to utahdoeshow.com to get on the mailing list. It sells out within hours of tickets being released every year. However, this October will be the Sugar High Festival. That will be in October, so get on that mailing list if you want to get going to that one. But anyway, we've talked about Utah Doe Show. This is the third year. For me, it's been back-to-back years going. I'm a pro now at the Doe Show. I'll give you all the tips if you wanted.
No lines.
Yeah, anyway, it was we had a blast. Yeah, we got the early VIP, so we didn't have many lines. And anyway, it was good. And the food trucks once again. So if you're getting sugared out, you can go get some savory food.
Some salt. Add some salt on your sugar.
Exactly. But anyway, it was good. We met with the host, Heather and Brian Carr. Met with Donut Critic. You can follow him on Instagram. We're working on doing something with him as well. And our good friend Big Buddha was there. So we were able to talk with all of them. And it was a good time.
I got pretty sugar overloaded. What about you?
Yo, for sure. Did you have a favorite this year?
There was some really, really good ones. I don't know if I can categorize them as favorites, but they were really good.
Do you have a standout from this year then? Something that stood out to you? I'll go first if you want.
Go ahead.
Mine would be this. For me, it's new. I don't know. I've never heard of it. It's called. It's an American fork. It's called Raised.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
We had a. I guess they serve chicken and like cornbread, but it's like a cornbread donut.
Yeah, it's a cornbread donut.
Very good. I can taste like the syrupiness or something was happening with it.
It was crunchy. Donut. It was really crunchy.
It was really good. And then they also had like a strawberry cream cheese type of. Like, puff donut.
And I think that's where they get the raised come from, right? Because that looked a little raised of a puff.
Never heard of them before. Maybe need to check out the chicken.
That was one of the things that I was going to mention too. Yeah, that cornbread donut from Raised. I definitely am going to go check that out, see what that's all about.
We're going to do an episode on it.
Yes, we are going to do one. What was the other one that was a new one? There was another new one. Farmstead. Was that
the... They're not new, but...
Or new to me. New to me. I liked what they did. I liked the idea. And I would like to try more of these ideas. But yeah, they put the bacon of this maple bar into the dough of the donut. Yeah, into the batter. The donut batter. And I liked the idea. Because it was really, really small
pieces. So when you think of maple bar, you think of like the donut bar, and then they put maple cream or frosting on it, and then they sprinkle crumbled up bacon on top. But they did it kind of reverse, where they actually got the crumbled up bacon, mixed it in the dough batter,
yes,
and fried it that way.
And like you were saying, you weren't a big fan of like the smoky flavor into it. Don't know if that's artificial or not, but
yeah, I just felt like it was a little. It had a smoky taste. I'm not I don't mind smoky taste.
I like the idea.
I was curious if it was if they add a little bit of liquid smoke to it for that flavor versus just like let the bacon do its job. I'm not sure. I don't want to hate on it yet, but I wasn't a huge fan of it. It's like we had donuts that have they were banana flavored donuts. It's artificial banana. I don't like that artificial banana or that artificial blueberry.
But the real banana flavor always wins.
Yeah, for example, like
Donut Boy.
Yeah, Donut Boy in West Valley. They have a banana cream pie donut. That's real bananas that they mix all in together with that.
And they were a favorite of mine from a couple years ago. Yes. Still a favorite. And I don't think I had that banana one until trying it over there.
Yeah, I don't remember what company that one was. They had that one, but
yeah, the one that with the fake donut.
Fake banana.
Yeah, fake donut. Yeah, it was squeaking when I was trying to bite it. What the hell?
Yeah. But it was a good time. We played some cornhole, and they had food trucks. We got some Louisiana food from a food truck. It was really good. Yeah, it was a good time. We had a good time.
Always do.
And it was a blast.
By the time I had my second serving of donut samples, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do anymore. I was stuffed. So I just take those home. And I like how they give you the little to-go things to walk around.
Yeah.
People are bringing big-ass Tupperwares. Like, you know, you can keep going around. Like, you don't have to. It's weird when I see this.
Yeah. Because really, what you really want to do when you go to this dough show, or when you go to, like, if you go to the Sugar High Festival, what you really want to do is really get to know the vendors and know their product. Like, get to know it. Like, because you pile up your plate, you don't remember where you got it from. You're not going to remember. Unless it's like a really standout donut that's obviously like the one you just mentioned from Farmstead. It was a small little bar and they infuse the bacon into it. Like that's a standout. Like you're going to recognize that when you go home later. Or like the malasadas. Those are a little different. Oh, you're going to remember those when you get home. But when you're trying like a cinnamon crumble or a glazed or something like that, you're not going to remember where it's from. And so you're just going there to get donuts. Just go buy donuts then from the your local bakery and take them home. Like really get to like try them while you're there and
know where they came from, so you can go to that store.
That's the point. It's for the exposure for these donut companies.
You're gonna try all these samples and not know where shit came from. You're like, I don't know. I'm never gonna go to these stores now.
Exactly. So
yeah, we do rounds. We'll go rounds. Mm-hmm. Remember where we got it from. Like, oh yeah, this is from here. This is from here.
Exactly.
The peanut butter and jelly one that I got.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
That one tasted like an Uncrustable.
Okay. All right. Those are good.
What flavor did you end up getting of those?
I don't remember what they had as options.
It was there's a square ones.
I don't remember. But if I had the picture up with me, I could probably remember, but I'll show you the
picture.
Okay.
Because then I'm trying to think of the name of the place right now, too, and it's... I can't remember off the top of my head, damn it.
That's okay.
But what'd you think about the Louisiana food? Sorry, I had a hard time.
It was good. Yeah,
it
was good. I got like a little basket of a mix. It was fried shrimp, fried fish, fried chicken.
Because next week we got to get ready for the Cajun Fest.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
At Chubby's Cafe in Riverton.
I got my tickets already. I've had my tickets.
We got our tickets. I know a lot of people commented on our post about it, so I hope you guys got your tickets. We said, hey, because a lot of people were like, let's go. And we're like, we got our tickets.
Yeah, Did you get yours already?
We even gave you a discount code. I hope you used it.
Right? Yeah.
We gave you a discount code. Hope you used it. And I hope you guys are joining us. We want to see you guys there.
Yeah, watch us stuff our face.
It's going to be this Saturday.
28th.
The 28th. At 12 noon at the Chubby's Cafe in Riverton.
And so it goes until they sell out, until they're all the crawfish are gone, until everything else is gone.
Yeah, but I guess so.
They're gonna have alligator.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get some alligator.
I'm making sure I get some gator. All right. So let's talk about some recent news stories. Down south, Dixie College. Is that what it's called? Dixie College?
Yeah, Dixie College.
It's been you know, rumored for years that they need to change their name. It's got some not so nice recognition with the term Dixie and Down South together. So they've been talking about for years that they need to change the name. They were, if you guys remember, they were called the Rebels, and then they changed their name to the Trailblazers. I mean, still Dixie Trailblazers with the bison logo. But they've still been talking about, hey, we need to take these Confederate statues down, we need to change the name, and they finally did it. the new name. I gotta go back. I'm here at Zane Lamprey. Gotta go back to, but down to. It was called Dixie State. Now it's called Utah Tech. So it's a whole rebranding, new logo. They want to get away from students having to explain why it's called Dixie with Utah, because Utah was not part of the Civil War. And
it was really hard to explain how it's not associated with it when it's got a lot of ties to it, when it's saying the Rebels.
They're saying the Rebels. They had a yearbook one time called The Confederate with a lot of students wearing blackface.
I mean, yeah.
I don't know what year that was, but
they fly the Confederate. There was a lot of Confederate flags down south because of Dixie State. I remember that because we would go through southern Utah growing up a lot, you know, going down to Vegas and San Diego. But I remember there being a ton of those Confederate flags on cars and not knowing really what it was. In windows, like that kind of face the freeway as you pass by.
So it's good. It's a good way to get rid of that. And so it's going to be Utah Tech now. And the logo for the school, it's a split in half. Blue on top, red on the bottom. Kind of shows like blue skies, red rocks. I like that. It's going to be UT. And the T kind of crosses over into the U a little bit. So it makes the shape of the Utah State. Actually, if you're watching on YouTube, I'm going to show it right now. But if you look in just look it up. You can kind of see it's kind of a subtle little nod. I didn't catch, so I read it. I'm like, oh, the state is in the name. That's kind of cool. I like that.
That's pretty dope.
So it's good. Good for.
I like the sound of Utah Tech. It just sounds more professional.
Yeah.
Because not only that, but Dixie College always had the association of like a party school. Like you're gonna go to Dixie. Oh, so you're just gonna go to party? Oh, okay. Yeah. Nice.
Really there
you're gonna go education. For business. Business degree. Got it.
Yeah. That was funny. So that's good. That's good. Utah Tech. I like that. I think that's a good name. That'll be good. And then the USANA Amphitheater in West. I think that's West Valley, right?
Yeah,
that's West Valley. They just put out their lineup for the summer. Because it is, if you've never been to USANA Amphitheater, it is an outdoor arena for concerts and everything. So they just put it out. The first concert will be on June 10th with Jack White. I'm not a huge fan of Jack White, are you?
I mean, I don't go out of my way to listen to it, but he's got some good stuff.
And some bands that will be there will be Chicago and Brian Wilson, Stevie Nicks, Santana with Earth, Wind, and Fire, REO Speedwagon, The Black Keys, Jason Aldean, I know he's famous, Goo Goo Dolls, Kenny Chesney, the Backstreet Boys are back. I mean, you're all excited, right, Dale? Backstreet Boys are back. They'll be here in August.
I should be, huh?
Oh, they'll be here on our dad's birthday, which you got tickets for Backstreet Boys.
Oh my God, yeah.
He would not love that.
Yeah.
Machine Gun Kelly, Rob Zombie, Thomas Rhett, One Republic, Incubus, Alice in Chains, Sammy Hagar, Jack Johnson, and Korn. So,
I had tickets for Incubus last year that got canceled.
Oh, also, get more. Keith Urban, Iron Maiden, Five Finger Death Punch, Matchbox 20. So there is quite the variety. So there's going to be something you're going to probably like. That's going to be USANA Amphitheater. Starts June 10th through September, I believe. Oh, Matchbox 20 won't be till next year. Goes through there middle of October.
Yeah, usually about when it starts getting too cold for outdoor.
Yeah, then
concerts.
No one wants to be out there anymore.
Yeah, so June to October, that's good. Gets kind of a gamble. Are you going to get rained out? Or not? Like, it'll still happen. You just get rained on.
Yeah, you have no choice. If you're outdoors. Yeah, so that'll be fun.
Let's see. And then we went to this restaurant that's been around for a little while, but our first time going there. It's called Bandits up in big Cottonwood area. Cottonwood Heights area is where it is.
Yeah, right off I-215.
Just right off the freeway right there, that 30th East exit. But yeah, it's called Bandits. And the name of it made me think like Tex-Mex.
Me too. I don't know why. I thought it was Tex-Mex.
That's the name Bandits, because Banditos, I don't know, something like that.
That's the thing. It wasn't called Banditos, it's but in my head, Banditos. It was Banditos in my head.
But Bandits, I don't know. Yeah, Tex-Mex is what I had in my head. And
it was. We rolled up and they're like, oh, it's a barbecue house.
Where's the chips and salsa, bitches?
Yeah. Some of this cornbread. What's up with this mac and cheese you're bringing me?
Oh, man, were we thrown off.
Yeah, so it's actually a barbecue house.
Yeah,
it's a barbecue. It was a pretty good one.
Yes, yes, it was.
It has a great atmosphere on the inside. It has like the, you know, a lot of wood decor.
Cool little patio too.
Yeah, they have a cool little patio. So there's a bar on the inside, and you can have access to the bar from either on the inside of the restaurant or from the outside in the patio. They share the same bar, and they have like this big table with a fire pit. Very, very cool ambiance there.
And I get why. So this place where it sits is right next to some of these hotels.
Yes.
And these hotels are usually for like business skiing, men and women.
Yeah, business
and,
skiing.
And people coming in for skiing and being having access to both Little Cottonwood and Big Cottonwood. And so it's accommodating. It's a really cool place. I like it.
It is. Yeah, it was very good. And then we got some food. So I got this trifecta. I was like, when I go somewhere new, if they have some type of combination plate, I want to try to get that. Are they going to have
something that's going to really flare up my gout?
I'm like, I'm going to get this gout trifecta. I got the shrimp skewers, I got the tri-tip steak, and I got the baby back ribs. With my side, the waitress actually recommended that we get the mac and cheese for the side.
Eat it right away.
She said, that was her pro tip. Like, eat it right away while it's nice and soft and gooey and warm. And it was good. It wasn't like the best mac and cheese I've ever had, but it was good. It was good mac and cheese.
It was.
And the tri-tip was super tender. The tri-tip steak, anyway, my meal was really good. You got some type of sandwich?
Yeah, it was like their signature sandwich that was supposed to be, you know, the best sandwich ever, and it was pretty damn good. And I think it was like tri-tip meat sliced up with like almost like fajita style veggies,
grilled onions
and
peppers and stuff.
Yes, red bell peppers. I think.
You got the herbed garlic. Fries,
those were really fries. Good. Yeah, those damn, were really good. Those were hitting. Those were hitting good. Those had the perfect amount of garlic.
Yes, and so our meals are really good. We're like, well, it's new. We gotta try their dessert. They make their own bread pudding with croissants, and a little bit of carmadine and cinnamon and raisins and they had and some caramel sauce.
Yes, queen.
Speaking my language. The bread pudding was amazing. It was good. So Bandits up in Cottonwood Canyon. Delicious.
I recommend it.
I recommend it. It's a good barbecue joint.
The ribs, I've made some pretty good ribs. So, I mean, it's and I just started making these damn good ribs too. And it was better than these, I thought.
Yeah, the tri-tip was really good.
But the tri-tip was damn good.
It was really good. Really tender. So it was good. We enjoyed it. So check out Bandits. If you guys haven't been, you're looking for some barbecue, go up to Bandits. Check it out.
Definitely worth trying.
Or if you're going up skiing or you're up in that area or you're golfing at Old Mill, you want something to eat before or after.
Yeah, it's a good idea to stop right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mikado's isn't there anymore. If you remember that, that's a sushi place that was pretty good
spot. And it's right by Oyster Bar and Trio and Market Street. So yeah, it's a good little area right there. Right now, if you've been watching on YouTube, you've seen we have a little prop here.
Yes.
We have this new flavor. So our good friend Tim, our co-host from the EVP podcast, he got us. He's like, you guys want to try this on the Buco Boys podcast? It's Mountain Dew. Now, you've had Mountain Dew. You can see it's red. It's not code red. This is the Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew.
This is heartburn in a bottle, now, folks.
Like Flamin' Hot, like isn't that, I don't know if that's trademarked. Well, this is, it has that. That brand.
Flamin' Hot is.
Is this like a collabing with Cheetos on this?
Well, I think they're owned by the same company.
Mountain Dew is owned by Frito-Lay?
I think they're the parent company of like, I think so. I think, what is it, Coke or Pepsi owns them?
Pepsi?
Yeah.
All right, let me crack
something,
this.
Something or other, yeah.
Shh, 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 shh. Oh, yeah. All right, let's try this out. All right. I have seen... Oh, speaking of the donut critic, who we talked about with the Dough Show, he did a little video of his family trying this. And
really?
Some liked it, some didn't. We're going to put this in a little shot glass. And we're going to give it our best shot here. Let's cheers it. Okay. Mountain Dew Flamin' Hot. It just tastes like Mountain Dewy flavor in the beginning.
Yeah, it just tastes like Mountain Dew.
I'm not getting any heat.
Very, very subtle heat.
Because when I have the Flamin' Hot Cheetos or Flamin' Hot Doritos, like, I don't really taste anything in the beginning, but after a while you keep munching and munching and munching, you're really starting to taste it.
I don't know. It just tastes like it's, I don't know. I could, maybe I feel heat in my stomach, but not on my tongue.
In your stomach?
Yeah, right where it counts.
I'm having a little bit, I'm having a little bit more. I can feel a little bit in the back of my tongue. It made me sneeze. I mean, I'm allergic to it.
There's a little bit of heat, but...
There's a little bit. I don't want to drink this, though.
It's less heat than the actual Cheetos.
A lot less. Like, you start drinking it, I just taste like Mountain Dew, and then a little bit of spice on the back of my tongue.
Yeah, not that.
But I don't want that when I'm drinking a soda.
No, I don't want spice when I'm drinking... Well, I mean, so there's, like, spicy beers. I've had spicy beers. I'm not a big fan of those either. Mm. I think it's a waste of a gulp.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather just have Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
With some spicy food. I'd rather eat spicy food with the Mountain Dew on the side.
Yeah, no thanks. I'll pass on this.
Yeah, I'll pass on that. But thanks, Tim, for letting us try it.
Yeah, thanks for buying us the soda, Tim.
And thank you guys for watching and listening to another episode of the Buco Boys. And again, you can find us on social media. We just posted a quick little reel about our Utah Dojo adventure this past weekend. So go watch that.
Yeah, enjoy it and like it.
Bye.
Peace out, y'all.